That filter, whoever wears that underwear, that filter's going inside. It's going inside. Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob. All right. We were just talking about something before we started recording. There's some stuff we can't talk about. But this one part of this story we can. And apparently I've never told you this. Is that right?
I think you have, but it's not a story that I really remember.
We're going to leave names and places out of the situation for reasons that we can't talk about. But some things happened, and I ended up in a car with another guy. And this is when I was, man, maybe 16 or 17. I was a teenager. And the reason I'm in the car is because the guy asked me if I wanted to take a ride in a car that had Nas. So I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. What? You're just like, yeah, that sounds like great. Was it his car? Was it somebody else's car?
I have no idea.
You didn't know. You're just like, yes.
Yeah.
This is fine.
100%. Let's do it. It's not questionable at all.
Seems safe.
So we get in this car, and he takes us to this road where there's just nothing. There's nothing there.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, long, if you're going to experiment with Nas, that's where you're going to go.
Long road. My parents don't know this happened. My parents.
Of course they don't, because they I'm sure they would have been like, no.
I don't know exactly how old I was. Like I said a while ago, it was somewhere between 15 and 17. We're on this road, and he asked me, he goes, okay, you sure? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And he starts driving the car, just normal. And we're going about 35 or 40 miles an hour.
Were you like, is this it? Is this happening?
No, because I knew, I understood. But he looks at me again and he goes, are you sure? And I said, yeah. In reality, I'm nervous. I'm a little scared because I know what's getting ready to happen. So he's got this weird looking makeshift cord with duct tape around it and a little button on the end.
Sounds fine.
Yeah, yeah. No, there wasn't no button in the dash like on Fast and the Furious. It was some cord coming out from under his seat that had duct tape around it and a little red button.
I mean, that's how things are done in Leland.
And
come on now.
He's holding his hand and he asks me, are you sure? And I say, yeah. And I'm nervous. So I lean forward and I kind of like brace my arms on my legs.
Why did you lean forward?
I don't know, but it turns out it was a major mistake because when he hit that button, and I'm so glad.
You went backwards.
I'm so glad I didn't die. When he hit that button, I slammed into the back of that seat. And the seat broke. And it laid straight back. And he doesn't have time to worry about the little fat 16-year-old in the passenger seat.
No, he's going to sear the car.
He's driving this car.
It's going however fast.
It's going abnormally faster than what this car is meant to go.
What kind of car was it? Do you know?
It was like a Nissan, like a square Nissan car. It wasn't like a Fast and Furious car at all. It was like a $700 beater that somebody put Nas in. Now, when the chair, when the passenger seat breaks and falls straight back so that I'm almost laying in the back seat, because it's a four-door car. It's not a race car. It's not. The seat lays straight back immediately. Immediately. But do you know what happens after the seat lays straight back? The car that had just had a nitrous oxide button hit is still trying to speed up. So I start to slide under the seatbelt.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm going down into the floorboard.
How fast did you guys end up going?
I have no idea.
This is not funny. It's so unsafe.
I have no idea. Oh my God. I know is that I was looking at the roof of the car on the inside, and it's like, it's dangling. It's like an old car, so the roof felt stuff at the top. Yeah. It's like dangling down. And it's just like, it's moving violently, just like. The seat lays all the way back. I start to slide down just because the car is still trying to excel at a faster speed than we should be going. And the seat belt goes under my neck and starts to choke me out. But I mean, it only lasted for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it like calmed down and he was able to slow the car down. And he goes, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I want to go home. I want to go home now. I don't want to play anymore. I want to go home." And it was probably a 15-minute drive back to where we started. And my seat was broke. So I just had to lay down. No, I had to unbuckle the seatbelt and just sit up like I was on a bench.
So yet another questionable decision. Yeah. I mean, that one's not questionable. It's just plain unsafe.
Nothing else I could do.
So you think riding with your seatbelt off was the best choice?
I couldn't put the seatbelt on because there was nothing behind me.
You could have ridden in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was an option.
So okay. No, I'm just going to sit in this broken seat with my seatbelt off and this car that just went flying down the road with nitrous oxide in it.
Oh, man, you have a real knack of making me feel stupid. Yeah, you're right. I could have just moved to the back seat, put another seatbelt on. No, I unhooked the seatbelt in the front seat and just like sat up because you couldn't bring the seat, wouldn't come back up. It was broke. Yeah, I totally could have gotten the back seat. That was an option. Yep. Let me change subjects. I had a friend today that, I'm not going to say his name, but he all but made fun of me because of how much I talk about you and love you. Right? I'm not going to say his name because he's going to get upset that I didn't say his name. He's okay with the attention. There's something that I think he doesn't understand. When I talk about you the way that I do, like how much I love you and it's fun to be with you and do this podcast, it's a real thing. And one of the elements that I think someone like him doesn't understand is that I have the knowledge that I'm a weird person. And I'm a lot to deal with, right? So when you fall in love with somebody like I have you, and you love me back, I'm like, wow, what is wrong with her that she puts up with me?
Well, I think this is it. This is the thing is,
okay,
I'm a lot too. And and our level of a lotness, of extraness.
Is different.
No, it's... It might not be exactly equal, but it's in the same range, you know? It's not too out of whack.
Yeah.
So, like, we both have, you know, about equal amounts of extraness in us that makes it tolerable and relatable to the other person. I believe that's the key to a successful marriage.
Whatever right there. It is, in my mind, I'm like...
You have to be in about the same range of crazy. Gorgeous.
You're pretty. You're a pretty lady.
Our crazy
matches. Look at me. You had a birthday. Can I say your age?
Yeah.
You're 40 years old. You're pretty.
I mean, I think
you're a gorgeous lady.
I look pretty darn good for 40.
You keep interrupting me. You are a pretty lady, right?
I'm like, a 40-year-old mom of three. Yeah. Oh my God. What the heck happened?
There's a very famous word for what you are. I just want to throw it out there. Very famous. I'm not gonna say it. There's a lot of people that know it. Very famous word. You are a 40-year-old mother and you're very pretty. And
Well, thank you.
I'm a lot. And you put up with it.
You are a lot.
Like, I'm...
I love you, though, but you're a lot. I'm a lot, too.
Right. But this is where I find that extra step. That extra step that makes me go, yes, her. Her. 100% her. Forever and ever, her. I'm a lot normally. And tonight, I've had a little bit to drink. And when you have a little bit to drink, you kind of... shed some things that are on the outside that lets who you really are.
You get obnoxious. Blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. And it's just because I'm playful and I want things to be funny. And I know that I have a different sense of humor than a lot of other people, but you let me do it.
And I let you.
I mean, you let me control you. No. You
freak person.
You let me, as in I do it, and you hang around.
I tolerate it.
Well. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that would be like, "Oh," and they would just leave, right? And you hang around.
Yeah. For 16 years.
16 years.
We just had our 16th anniversary.
It's wild.
It's like, oh my God, where did the time go? Yeah. I mean, it sounds so cliche, but it, like for real, I'm like. Oh my gosh, 16 years.
Yeah.
What?
So yeah, man. What? I get it. I understand what you're saying, but like she likes me and she hangs around and I get to be weird. Like why would I not be head over heels for this person? That's what it is. So yeah, we just celebrated our 16th anniversary and I had to do something on that day. That was terrible.
What?
I had to drag that cart. Right?
Oh, we went. Yeah.
We went to the so beach. Here's the deal. I've been dying for a month and a half to talk to you about Pigman.
Yeah.
So are we doing that first? Or are we going to talk about the beach? What do you want to do?
No, I want to talk.
There's so many things.
I have something.
And I'm super excited. I'm super excited about what you're saying right now. I know that you have something. So and what are we doing? Well, we got the thing that you want to do. We've got Pigman. We've got the beach. You just turned 40.
The beach
can wait. Oh, we got a whole bunch of
stuff.
The
beach can wait.
All right, so what's first? The Pigman or the thing you got?
I don't know. Let me tell you about the thing I got because I don't think it'll take long.
Okay.
So, you know, we've discussed this before. That I love a good those articles that are like, here's 20 items that'll change your life, or you know something like that. I'm okay. Always like, yeah, okay, let me see which of these items I don't have yet that I need. So I found one of those lists, and I clicked on it. I clicked on it, and I'm skimming through, and because honestly, I do. Click on those a lot. I'm not on social media.
Fine. You're on social media.
Yeah. I read the news a lot. Like just Apple News.
It's still clickbait.
So yeah, same thing. It's on there. I got to keep up to date, right? So I'm like, okay, a lot of this stuff I've seen before and I'm like, no, good. I'm good. I don't need that. I found something today that I've never seen on one of these lists and I did not know existed. I didn't know it was a thing.
Oh, okay. It took you a long time to get here. You just explained this whole thing for a long time.
You know I'm bad at telling stories.
I'm invested.
I'll go 3 miles out of the way.
So very simply, you found an article with something really crazy and you want to tell me about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it. Tell me what the thing is.
I don't know if you knew this was a thing. I didn't know this was a thing. So it's called Subtle Butt. Disposable gas neutralizers.
What?
You can buy it on Amazon for $12.99 for a pack of five.
A pack of five what? What are the five of?
I mean, if it's a jar of diamonds, I love it.
You got to come up to the mic. What are they five of?
They are self-adhesive.
Oh, no.
Carbon filters.
And it's wait. Stop. Carbon filters? Carbon filters?
Yes.
Self-adhesive carbon filters. Yes. And don't go any further. No. Describe what was the first thing you said they were? What do they do? They're gas what?
Neutralizers.
Gas, neutralizers, yeah. And give me the other description just now. Carbon, no, self-adhesive carbon filter gas neutralizers. And we're talking about gas as in the gas that comes out of my anus. Yes! When I eat too many carbohydrates, right? Yes! That's what you're talking about? Yeah. Okay. Can I please think about this for 1 second before you let me know exactly what this product is? Because, oh my God.
Right? You didn't know it was a thing either, right?
Self-adhesive gas neutralizers that are made of carbon. No, carbon fiber.
Carbon filters.
Carbon filters. Holy moly. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Stop looking me in the eyes. Can you please just tell me what's going on? Me and thousands of other people are on the edge of our seats right now.
You'll see the packaging right here.
It says subtle butt on it.
On the bottom of the package, it says, takes the bad part out of the fart.
Oh my God. Do you put a filter into your butthole?
No, you don't put it in your butthole.
Where does this it go? Does it go on people's noses?
I'm going to show you
one. No, you bought one? You going to show me?
No, I didn't buy it. I'm going to show you a photo.
Oh, this okay. I got real excited just now.
This is part of the... Yeah. One of the photos on Amazon where you can go to buy.
I don't know what that is. This is for females, right? This is not something a male wears.
It's a pair of thong underwear.
Can you get close to the mic? It's what?
It's a pair of thong underwear.
Uh-huh.
And it has...
Oh, the filter's built into the string that goes into your anus. No,
it's
not built
in. It's self-adhesive. See, here's a pair of boxer shorts.
Oh, so they're not selling the underwear.
No, it's a patch. It's a self-adhesive patch.
Okay. Is it scented?
No. It's a carbon filter.
That's an N95 mask for your butthole.
That's what that is. In your underpants.
Oh my God.
And it takes the stink out of your farts. It's like a filter for your farts.
All right. Hang on. I want to tell you something. And I want all of our listeners to hear me say this. There are. I'm excited this happened now in our career, right? Because when we first started the podcast, there were like ones of people, and then it became tens of people, and then it became hundreds, right? And we're in the thousands mark. And thousands of people are going to get to hear me admit this. That's the best thing you've ever brought to this show.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. That's the most amazing thing you've ever brought to this podcast. Let me see it. I want to read the description of... tell people how to find it. I want them to go and find this. So what is the title of this Amazon?
It's called Subtle Butt.
Subtle Butt.
Disposable gas neutralizers. Yeah,
carbon filters.
And like, the best part is this photo right here. So it's like, it's a square patch. It's 3.35 inches square. 3.35 by 3.35. 3.35.
That's a big, and my butthole's like an inch squared.
One of the photos. It's real small. But see, look, this is a pair of ladies' thong underpants, and they have this patch. They have this patch.
I sent my friend today a picture of our phone conversation on my Apple CarPlay, and it showed where we were currently at an hour and 53 minutes on the phone. You and I talked today for 2 hours and 17 minutes on the phone like we were children. And this is why. Everybody listen to what's happening right now.
We can't talk to each other at home. We have three kids here.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that we talked on the phone today for such a long time because of this. It's legitimate. What we're doing right now is legitimate. I love talking to you. You can't even talk to me without laughing, and it's the greatest part of my life. Please continue.
So,
there you go. Get it together.
This is the thong underpants.
Thong underpants with the carbon filters that take the stank away.
It's like wrapped around.
Mm-hmm.
The booty part.
The booty part. Is that what you said? So can we name this episode? Wait. Can we? The forest. What did you say?
So it can filter your farts.
Oh, filter your farts. Get close to the mic. Stop doubling over. Get up here.
I can't see.
You don't have to see. Get close to the mic. You can fill it with your hands.
I can't breathe either.
That's fine. We're good. We're with it.
And this picture, though, is like...
Yeah, that picture is a lot.
It's wrapped
around. Yeah, it's wrapped around it. I see it. That filter, whoever wears that underwear, that filter's going inside. It's going inside. You know what it reminds me of? You can buy these little like square patches now at hardware stores that you stick on top of the filters in your house. You know, like we change the filters for the air conditioner. Mm-hmm. And when the air conditioner runs, it sends a smell through your whole house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know
what you're about. What it looks like. It's for your butthole. Yeah.
So like the other photo was some boxer shorts where it was just stuck in the booty region.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Look how happy you are. It's unbelievable. You're my favorite person in this entire world. Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know, I edit and produce the Mike Herrera podcast.
Why are you always going to be name dropping?
But no, this ain't name dropping. This is important.
Don't get me wrong. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud.
No, this
but
ain't.
You could be name dropping.
No. I didn't name drop. I named. I said the title of the podcast.
Mike Herrera.
It just happens that his name. Him. Shut up. Shh. Be quiet. Listen.
We talk to each other.
I got a point I'm trying to get to.
He's my friend.
He is my friend.
I know he's your friend.
He is my friend.
I mean, I'm very fond of him.
What if you found out one day, like, what if it just didn't really happen? What if it didn't exist? What if I lied to you this whole time?
Like, you were, like, catfishing me, sort of? Like,
because you won't talk to him. Because he's called before. I knew he was going to call, and I left the phone near you so that when it rang, you would see, I'd be like, answer that for me. And you grabbed me. He's like, I'm not answering that phone.
No matter who is calling, we live in the age of cell phones.
Yeah.
You have a phone. I have a phone.
Right.
If I answer your phone, no matter who's calling, it's weird.
It's weird.
Even if it's your mom calling, like, it's weird for me to answer your phone. Like, you're not Bob.
I love when your mom calls and I'll answer your phone. I'm like, hello. And she goes, oh.
Yeah, everybody has that reaction when you're calling someone's cell phone and not that person answers the phone. Yeah.
She got me one time. One time I answered the phone when your mom called and I go, hello. And she goes, huh, you sound different. That's what she said to me.
No, one time you answered my phone one time because I was like in the bathroom or something. I heard you and you were like, hello. Like you used like
a
high
voice. Yeah.
You tried to sound
that's
like
because I'm a lot.
Like you tried to sound like me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think my mom said something about, oh, you sound different.
You okay? You need some chicken noodle soup? You sick?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyways, the reason I bring this up is because at the end of his show, he always makes this comment about me. He's like, oh, I want to thank my producer, Bob McKnight. He has a show called Bob and Katie Show where they talk a lot about, butt stuff. We talked about this before. This is it. What you just did is the prime example of why thousands of other people that don't even listen
it's
to our show
intentional.
Know
it's really
that
not.
We sit
I
here and
not,
talk about butt stuff.
I'm not like obsessed with butts. I don't go out in search of like, let me find some butt stuff material.
I do that.
This stuff comes to me.
It's natural.
I think.
It's natural. But here's the thing. It makes me feel good. I love fart jokes. I love butt stuff. Like,
well, now you can fart and it takes the stink out.
Yeah, with that filter. It's fantastic.
So
it's the best thing you've ever brought to this podcast.
Tell me, like, when does one use one of these?
Oh, for me, all the time. When I'm not on keto, I fart a lot. I don't know if normal dudes are that way.
Ew, it's reusable.
Look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. Come here. Lean back up to the mic. Look at me in the eyes. No. Look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. Get in front of the mic.
I can't.
Get in front of the mic. Get in front of the mic. Look me in the eyes. 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 No, it's not. I don't care what you just read. No, it's not. You, under no circumstance, should ever reuse a fart filter. I don't care what you just read. I don't care what scientists are involved. I don't care about any of it. Under no circumstance should you ever,
has never
ever reuse a fart carbon filter. It's not appropriate.
They've never lived through North Carolina summer.
And it's not okay.
You know, by the end of the day.
Yeah. A North Carolina. Just from the moist air. Yeah. Nothing even to do with the farts.
No. Just humidity.
Yeah.
And sweat.
This is what people this is what people up north don't know about our weather. Our,
have you ever heard the term swamp butt?
The people on the news will say things like this to us. They'll be like, today it's 60, but it feels like 108. What? That's a thing that happens here. You walk outside and you feel like you walk into a wet blanket. Like the air feels like a hot, moist blanket.
Yeah, wet blanket weather. That's my term. I made that up on my very own.
Mm-hmm. They'll be like, it's 73 degrees today and it feels like 219. Don't go outside. It's not worth it. I don't understand camping. I get it. I've done it before. But people are like, let's just go outside all the time. Why? I work real hard for this house and this air conditioner because I don't want to be outside.
And then we made kids, and now the kids don't want to go outside.
Yeah, they got a lot of my blood in them.
I know.
A lot of it.
What did Riley do the other day? You said that apple didn't even leave the tree. Yeah,
that apple came apart from the tree and just floated in the air. What did he say?
I can't remember what it was.
It was something about going outside. He was like, I don't want to do that. No, baseball is fun, but it's outside. Something crazy like that. No, I love baseball, but he's right. It's outside. You can't play baseball inside.
Well, all three kids were really excited about that basketball camp
that
you found out about. And then they found out it was outside. Reagan goes, it's outside. I said, this is where the basketball court is at. Like, I think in her mind, she was thinking it was inside of the gym.
Where they played on their team.
They, back in the wintertime, they played, you know, Parks and Rec youth basketball, and it was inside of the school gymnasium. This is outside. And she was like, is it outside? It's like all indignant. It's outside. Yeah. Like, it's July, North Carolina. You want me to do outside stuff? For how long?
Oh my God, I'm bummed out. I'm bummed out. Why did you go first? My story's not as good as yours. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to bring it back down.
You don't have fart filters.
I'm going to bring it back down. I want to tell you about Pigman.
Okay. Tell me about Pigman.
I want to tell you about Pigman. But first, patreon.com/thebobandkatieshow. If you've enjoyed all the butt stuff.
If you donate, we might not post anything for a year.
Yeah. We owe a very...
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's awful. It makes me feel so terrible. Yeah.
We got to record that episode for Patreon with the kids in the end of school.
What happened in August of last year? We just stopped recording.
No, it... Yeah.
Reese started kindergarten. Reagan and Riley started second grade. Riley started baseball.
They played basketball. Life got real hectic. Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. Go do it. And we're gonna start posting a lot more stuff because I'm gonna force you to record because this is so much fun. It's my favorite thing. Yeah. Get the Bobcast going. Even when you don't want to record, I'll go record other people. We're gonna put stuff up
there. Just like bribing him with snacks. That's all you really have to do.
Oh my god. We should start a podcast on Patreon called Snacks. Like, no, Katie's only here idea. Because she's having some pretzels it's dipped in ranch. Idea. Okay. Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. There's going to be more stuff there. There's a lot of stuff there now. It just might have some age on it. Go there. Check it out. Go listen to the ain't real old wrong stuff.
Having a little age on
no, it's 40 years old. You I turned know. 40.
It's not, it's, oh I mean, it's God. Not too shabby.
Can I tell you a secret? I had sex with a 40-year-old. Oh my God, it's amazing. She knows so many things. 40.
Why do you have to go there?
40. People aren't stupid. We got 3 kids. You think people know how we get kids?
You don't have to like talk about it out loud.
How else am I supposed to talk about it? In my mind? Yeah. That's weird. That's what crazy people do.
No, normal people keep things to themselves.
Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. Pigman.
Pigman. Tell me about Pigman.
Okay. For my job, I shifted where I travel to South Carolina. And a couple of these stores that I go to, I have to take this same path. So I drive down 17. I turn right.
Oh, so first we trash talk North Carolina. Now we're going to trash talk South Carolina. Is that what's about to happen?
Or actually,
is
it still
North Carolina?
Actually, trash talk? I think Pigman happens right before you cross over the state
line. Oh, we can still claim that craziness.
Oh, yeah. Carolina? It okay. belongs to us. Now, I go down this weird side road that's, I think it's like 11 miles long. And it's 11 miles of real, just a whole lot of trees real close to the side of the road. There's nothing there. Hardly ever. Well, you come up on this place, and I think the name of it is Indigo Farms. I ain't seen no farms. Right? It's like this old building.
Why do I know the name? Have I just seen the sign
before? You've probably seen it before. It's this old building with a parking lot, and it like there's like vines growing through the park. It's old.
Is it still open?
Oh, I don't know. That's why we're having the conversation. It looks like it's closed, except for this one thing that keeps happening. Out front in the grass, they have 2 like smoker barbecues, like grills, smokers, the ones with the round tops, but they're very old and rusted, and they look like they've been there for years. And every day that I drive down this road on the way home from work, there's a man standing there with a sign and it just says BBQ on it. Like, hey, we sell barbecue. And he's wearing jeans that look a little old.
Is this the place where they'll be smoking the meat right out by the road?
Yeah.
I know where you're talking about.
I've seen smoke come out of these grills.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
So he's...
That's why I know the
name. He's standing there in front of a building that looks closed. It's old. It looks like it's abandoned. There's these 2 grills. Sometimes they have smoke coming out of them. Sometimes mm-hmm. they don't. He's wearing blue jeans, a dirty white t-shirt. He's holding a sign in front of his chest that just has the letters BBQ on it. And he's wearing a cartoon style mascot head of a pig. And he's there every day.
And like, this is a real person in there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are they like dancing around? Kind of like the tax. You know, at tax time, you see the people spinning the signs on the side of the road?
He's just standing there holding the sign, looking at the cars.
Are you sure it's not like a mannequin? Are you sure it's a real person?
It's a real person.
That is...
It's...
In that case, that is the creepiest thing.
I
Does that work?
Does
that bring in customers?
I want to stop there so bad and try to figure out what's going on. I know that I try to make this podcast
How
funny.
How hot is it I get in it. That mask?
I get it. I know I try like to make right this now, podcast it's so funny. Hot. I know it. But I'm legit when I say this. It looks like the start of a horror movie.
Maybe you shouldn't stop there.
I never see any cars in the parking lot. It's just him standing on the side of the road.
Wait, why do you think you never see cars in the parking lot? There's a man with a giant pig mask standing sure. by the road, creepily holding that, signs.
That brings up my next point. It's been a long time now. I've been seeing it for months and months and months. How are they still open?
Maybe they're like really popular.
Did you? Don't know. I saw you on your phone. Did you search it?
Yeah.
Did any pictures come up? Did a picture of a pig man come up?
I didn't find. I found their website.
No, they have a website? There's no way that. They don't even have internet. There's no way that building has internet out there where it is. Let me see. Show me the website. What is that?
That's some weird looking carrots, I believe. And that's a handful of tomatoes.
Go let your dog in. He's standing at the door crying. Let me hold the website. Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Go let your dog in. He's crying. People are going to hear it. He wants you. Listen, he's scratching the door. Let me see it. This is crazy. This is nothing about.
See if you find an address to see if that's the right one.
Okay.
I think that's it, though. Oh, my ears feel weird and sweaty.
They have edelberry syrup.
What? Did you even say that right?
No.
Was it elderberry?
Elderberry, that's it.
You were so confident and so wrong at the same time.
You got to do that sometimes. You got to be confident.
You got to own it. If you're going to be wrong, you at least got to own it.
100%. I can't find the address on this website.
It's not a very good website.
What is this website? This website doesn't do anything for them.
How are you supposed to come to your business if you don't display the website?
If anybody comes across this.
The address.
There's the hamburgers on the side. Let me see.
But that looks like a that was just vegetables. That didn't have nothing about no barbecue.
Excuse me. Market schedules and info. It takes you back to the same page. This is crazy.
Maybe that's not it.
So if you just stumbled across this website, you would have no idea.
What if it's like the best barbecue you've ever had in your life, though? I'll go there with you one day. I'll be your backup. I'll take a weapon.
I found it. I don't think it's the same place. It might not be the same place. Lay down. You got to lay down. We're recording. Lay down.
He doesn't want to. He said no.
Put him out.
He's back talking to you.
Okay.
You told me to let him in here.
Indigo Farms Market.
Right, what is that? What okay. is that?
I found pictures. Hang on.
What is that a pig? What hang is on. That?
So, that's a picture of the place. But that's not, this picture makes it look more open than it looks when you see it from the road. But look at the driveway, or look at the you know, just the pavement. You see how it's like cracked and stuff?
Uh-huh.
When you look at it from the front, it's a whole lot of that. Like, the pavement's not real good. It's got cracks all through it, vines growing up in weird places. All right? But this is definitely one of the pictures they show on there. Like, this is what they're going to feed you. This is the pig.
Why would you, as a barbecue restaurant, post a picture of a pig?
And here's some pictures of blueberries. I don't know why. They got lots of pigs there, and there's like, it's, I don't know. I think they farm pigs, and then they eat the pigs. It's very creepy.
I don't want to go to a pig farm and a pig restaurant at the same time, though. You know, like, that needs to be two very separate occasions. Like, very separate. I don't want to pet a pig on the same day that I eat
a pig. Well, it legit looks like somewhere you would stop and then a horror movie starts.
Yeah, that's... Hey, kids, you see these cute little pigs? You can pet them? Yeah, let's go inside and eat some now.
Yeah, and then they...
It's not right.
And then they eat you. You can't see the person. They're standing there in old dirty clothes and a giant pig mascot head on. It's like this big. It's humongous. It's terrifying.
Is it anything like the Piggly Wiggly
yes!
logo?
Yes.
Mascot? You think that's what it is? Like an old Piggly Wiggly mascot? I don't mascot?
Know. But it's,
does it have a hat like Piggly Wiggly?
No, it doesn't have a hat.
Oh.
It doesn't have a hat. One day you want to just
ride. Piggly Wiggly's got one a day, hat.
Do you want to just ride with me? And we'll drive past it.
Yeah, I've seen it before, but yeah, I've
you never seen the dude standing outside.
I don't think I've ever seen the pig.
He's outside like every day I come home from work.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Between the hours of like 3 and 7 o'clock, he's there, standing on the side of the road,
trying to get that dinner time crowd in there, huh?
Yeah,
I see what he's doing.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying, terrifying. Let's go back to our anniversary for just a moment. A couple of days before that was your birthday.
Yes.
And I got you what I thought was a great present. Oh, a great present.
It is a great present. It's still a great present.
I don't think it is. Tell everybody what I got you.
You got me this cart with wheels on it that you can use at the park or the beach.
Oh, can you? Can you use it at the beach?
Apparently not.
This is what I got her. I got one of those foldable, like, cloth cart things, like, kind of like a wagon. And
yeah, like a wagon.
And when you buy it, there's a picture of a lady dragging this cart, or pulling this cart, across the beach sand with her beach supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And you've
it
made,
has kind of big wheels on
mention,
it.
So. You've made mention quite a few times that you want to get a cart that we could take out to the beach with us. We have 3 kids, take a lot of stuff, and we go to the beach. So I got you the cart, which was honestly rather expensive for this cart.
It's a really cool cart.
And
wagon.
We took it to the beach.
Wagon cart.
Yeah, we took it to the beach. We took the kids.
Beach cart.
Tell everybody what you put in this wagon.
We put a cooler with drinks and food and ice. We put our beach bag with all of our towels and various supplies. We put beach toys.
We did.
We put chairs.
We had chairs in it.
We put a few chairs. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah.
Was that everything?
Pretty much. We're excited.
Hey,
we got
down.
A lot of stuff, but we're going to pull it in this wagon across the sands of the beach. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what happened to this wagon. When it reached the sands of the beach, it sank and it did not roll.
The wheels, it was just a dragon.
And there's people everywhere. People everywhere.
Like the wheels weren't moving at all.
So when we used the beach entrance, if there wouldn't have been people there, I'd have been like, this is where we're stopping. Can't move it any further. Stop here. But there were people everywhere. And you said, look, way down there, there's a spot perfect for our family. And I looked at that spot, and I said, that spot's really far away. The wheels are not moving on this cart. It sank. And you said, we're going. And I said, okay. And we started to move towards the empty spot on the beach, which was good 500, 600 yards away.
I offered to help you.
What were you going to help me with?
I don't know.
Tell me exactly what you were going to do to help the situation. You know what you could have done to help the situation? Walk with me. But no, you didn't. You guys walked at a normal pace through the beach sands while I drug this 500-pound wagon in which the wheels did not roll across the sands of the beach. You guys left me pulling this cart, which it didn't roll, through the normal sand of the beach.
To my defense.
To your defense. What kind of defense can you have in this situation?
So, we have 3 kids.
That's not a defense.
And we're at the beach.
Everybody should have helped.
We're trying to walk to a good, spot where we have space. And it's like if you stop walking, then they cluster around you. Well, there's this whole beach, and they like will bump into you.
The kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have
so you just kept walking so you didn't have to touch our children?
No, not so I didn't have to touch them.
What are you talking about?
If I had stopped, it's like you have to tell it like, okay, walk. You're walking like you're right in front of me. Mm-hmm. You got to go or walk over there.
Yeah.
And
and while this is happening,
I didn't realize I was leaving.
I'm like 15 feet behind you trying to drag this heavy ass cart.
You know, any dad
through the sand.
Any dad was like, yep.
I was pulling this cart, and in my mind I was like, people definitely see what's happening. They see me struggling because this cart ain't rolling. It's not rolling. The wheels were not rolling. They weren't rotating.
They were dragging.
I had to stop.
Like a sled.
Between the point of us getting to the beach sand. It would
be better if we just got a sled.
Yeah, between.
That's not a bad idea.
Next time we get dogs.
And like, there you go. We just pull us through the sand. Sled and sled dogs.
By the time we got to where we were going to stop and be at the beach, I had to stop like 4 or 5 times and just like rest because it was a journey.
It was a good long walk.
My arm, by the time we got to where we were, my arm, just from pulling that cart, felt like I'd been lifting weights for 5 hours. Like it felt like a noodle. I don't know if I told you this. We were there for like an hour and a half or 2 hours, and I had to go back to the truck for something. I just got to walk. I didn't have to pull the cart. I just followed the trail that I created, dragging the cart.
The drag marks?
Yeah. They were still there on the beach for like a long time, dragging this thing. We'll never take that cart to the beach again. It was miserable.
The other day, so this happened last week, the story you're talking about. So this week, Riley had baseball camp, and there was one day where we had possible plans to meet up with my sister and go to the beach, but those plans didn't work out. So after I picked Riley up from camp, I just decided to take the kids anyway, just me and them. But I was trying to explain to them, we're not taking as much stuff as we took the last time.
Yeah. Daddy's not here to suffer.
Daddy's not here to pull the cart. That's what I told them. Yeah. Daddy's
we're
not
taking
here to pull
one
the cart.
Towel and we're all sharing it.
I can't pull the cart. I mean, mommy's not strong enough. So
that's crazy. Stop right there for a second. This is how bad this cart was. It was so terrible that when you went without me, you were like,
I can't.
No, we're not taking the cart. We're taking a towel. That's it. We're taking one towel. If you guys get hungry, we're going to have to leave.
Well, we already, I mean, gosh, just without the cart, we had our beach bag, a couple chairs, you know, some beach toys, a bag of beach toys.
It was so embarrassing. Trying to pull that cart.
Oh, and a cooler, you know, like a medium-sized cooler that, you know, one you can carry. Whenever I took the kids the other day, I'm walking through the sand and I'm carrying all of our stuff. And I have the cooler just with a few drinks and snacks. We're not going to be there that long, but we're going to be there for like an hour or two.
Yeah.
So I had to take some stuff. And the handle to this cooler, which I'm carrying, you know, in my hand, the handle just pops off, and the cooler drops to the ground.
God darn Walmart cooler.
Spills out all over the sand. The kids are home. I'm like, just toss it back in the cooler, I guess. You know, it's nothing we can do. It's all sandy now.
Cans of whatever you took.
There's nothing you can do. The sand is there. So, yeah, we had sand in the cooler the whole time.
Why do people go to the beach? If you have kids, just don't go to the beach. Let them figure it out when they get older.
Yeah, I was trying to tell the kids, like, we're only taking what we can carry, and y'all have to help me carry stuff, because they're really bad about, yeah, I'll carry it, and then you get there, and they're like, can you carry it? My arms are tired. Doesn't matter if you have 500 bags in your hand. They're like, mm-hmm. I can't carry this one thing. I just can't. I can't do it. I was like, I hope you understand. If you want this, you have to, do you want your chair? I'm not carrying it for you. You can carry your chair. If you want your chair, you have to carry it.
I'm 37 years old. My arm hurt for 4 days after we went to the beach. 4 days. We can't do it again. We can't take that cart back out there again. And it was like,
it was like
one of the gifts I was proud about for your birthday. I was like, she's going to love it. And we're not taking it back out there. If we take that cart back out there, we got to hire people to go with us.
Well, at least we found that out when you were there to pull it.
When I was there.
Like, at least it wasn't just me and the kids, and then I'm like halfway down the beach with this thing.
You didn't even give me an option. You didn't even like, should we turn back? You were just like, come on, let's go. I'm just dragging this cart. He'll be fine, kid. Stop touching me. It didn't even I got to keep walking so the children don't touch my skin. Let's go.
I didn't say I didn't want them touching me.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm just giving you a hard time. It was bad, though. It was really bad. My arm hurt so bad by the time we got there. When we went on, while we were at the beach, I kept calling the kids up. I was like, have a snack. I wanted them to eat everything.
Like, you
I
need to eat this and drink this.
I'm so not it's carrying nothing on the way back. Right before we left, I dumped all the ice out from the cooler. I was like, y'all need something to drink? Drink the water.
We dump an excess weight here.
I wanted to make that thing as light as possible for the trail back. It was terrible. Now, while we were at the beach, had a fantastic time.
Oh, yeah.
It was had a good time. Day. Had a good
lovely
time.
Day.
But the before and after part, you just got in here, dude. Why are you whining? This dog's so fickle. But the before and after part, oh, terrible. Terrible. Oh.
When I went with just the kids the other day, I parked where there's not a rusher. It's like a porta potty. But it's better than nothing, okay? Especially when you have kids. So we get there and we get parked. And I was like, look, before we unload all of our stuff, we're all going for a potty break. Because I'd rather do it now than when we're all out on the beach. And I'm the only adult. It's not like I would have to gather.
You don't let them just pee in the water?
I mean, like, if they have to poop.
You don't let them just poop in the water?
No, I don't let them poop in the water. I let them pee in the water, though.
You wouldn't let them poop in the water?
I don't think it's, like, come up, really.
Is that weird? Am I odd?
I don't know about pooping.
There's so many gross things that happen on the beach. There's all kinds of monsters in the water of the beach that just eat each other and, like, debow them and stuff.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah,
I get it. Just to be clear, I've never pooped in the beach water. I'd walk back to the porta potty. But when you're talking about, hey, we got a family of like a lot of people, we're going to have to go back just because you have to poop now?
Yeah. I was like, well, while we're here, I'm going to go potty. I just had to pee.
I just had to pee. I don't poop.
I had my cell phone and my keys and I had no pockets or anything. And I didn't want to set my stuff down inside the porta potty.
You handed the keys to the kids.
So I handed Riley my stuff and I said, don't touch anything. I'll be right out. As soon as the door closes behind me, I hear my car alarm going off and I hear my car horn. And it's just like, he's just
pressing all the buttons.
He's pressing all the buttons.
He's hit that red panic button that's on everybody's key fob.
I said, don't touch anything. The door closed and he touched all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the door and said, what are you doing? Oh, I was just playing.
I love having
Reese kids. Tonight. We were making mini pizzas. I toasted the English muffins and then I put the pan on the table on some like pot holders and stuff. And I was going to let the kids put the toppings on. I was like, look, don't touch the pan. It's hot. Don't touch the pan. I just took this pan out of the oven. We're looking eye to eye. I said, don't touch the pan. It is very hot. He immediately, as soon as those words,
this pan.
As soon as the words left my mouth, I said, don't touch this pan. It's hot. And his finger went immediately to the pan and he touched it. And then, of course, he started crying because it burned. It was really hot.
Sure. I'm sure.
Why'd you touch it? I just told you not to touch it.
He's cute, though.
He is cute.
He's a very cute kid. All right. Before we end the show, I have a new thing.
Okay.
It may not last long. I don't know. It's just something I came up with for us to do on the podcast. I have what I am calling currently the cowboy hat of facts.
Okay.
Because I bought a $6 cowboy hat, wearable art. It's not a real cowboy hat, wearable art.
It's a party hat.
Yeah. For just for the anybody that's listened, they know the story. Just for the reason of putting it on while I played a cowboy game, just to mess with you. And I did it one time, never wore it again. So I found a way to utilize this hat that I paid $6 for, a little bit more on the podcast. And what I did was I scoured the internet for just weird random facts. Okay. And I printed them all out, cut them apart, folded them up, and put them in a hat so that you could draw from it and just read okay. a fact. While doing this, I found two facts that I'm like, this can't be random. I need to read these to her first.
Are you going to read them to me first?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you'll understand now sort of what's going on.
Okay.
Here currently, you and I have been watching some documentaries. And one of the documentaries we watched was on Cleopatra. So good.
It was
so really good.
What was it called? I don't remember the title of it, though.
Was it just called Cleopatra?
I don't think it was. It was like Queen something. It had Queen in the title, I think.
It was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have two facts here that are not about Cleopatra, but you'll understand when I read them. Are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
Did you know that honey never spoils? Did you know that? Let me read the rest of it to you. Archaeologists have found pots of honey in ancient Egyptian tombs that are over 3,000 years old and are still perfectly edible.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Isn't that freaking wild?
Well, I knew it had like, you know, antiseptic. That might not be accurate.
Well, let me ask you the question. Some type
of properties like that, but I didn't realize it wouldn't spoil.
In this fact, it says it's still perfectly edible. So did somebody taste it? Did we try it?
I'm assuming they like maybe looked at it under a microscope or tested it or yeah, something. Yeah,
because I have I have another fact.
Surely they found out before somebody just ate it.
I have another fact in the cowboy hat.
Okay.
That might make you go, maybe we shouldn't eat that honey.
What, the same honey that never spoiled?
That they found in the Egyptian tomb 3,000 years ago.
Okay.
Here's another fact, slightly unrelated. The first known contraceptive method dates back to ancient Egypt, where women used a mixture of crocodile dung and honey as a form of a barrier contraceptive.
So
they found this honey in an ancient tomb 3,000 years ago, and I'm like, maybe this was a sex room.
Well, yeah, again, surely they could tell if it was mixed with crocodile dung or not.
They might. Who knows? It's 3,000 years old.
I'm assuming if you mix crocodile dung with honey, it's going to look a little different.
I'm not putting that on my chicken tenders. Look at it. It's weird.
I'm not saying I'm rushing out to eat any 3,000-year-old honey, but I'm just saying I think you would be able to tell the difference between poop honey or not.
If you were 3,000 years old, you'd still be my honey. Okay. Now, the facts inside the hat are not Egyptian-related. They're completely random.
Okay.
It just so happened that while I was pulling all of these random facts, I got like 30 of them. I found those two. And I was like, oh, I'm going to pull those and we're going to talk about them. So we don't have to do all of them. We can do this multiple episodes. Mm-hmm. But anyways, to wrap up the episode, pull a fact. I don't know what it's going to be.
Oh, there's a lot of them in here.
Yeah. Pull one out and just read it.
Okay. I guess I'm taking this
read one. It to the audience. It might be good. It might be bad. I don't know.
The world's oldest known board game is called, is it Senet? S-E-N-E-T?
I'm so.
It originated in ancient Egypt.
How freaking weird.
Around 3100 BC and was played with two players on a board of 30 squares. So was it similar to like checkers chess? I don't know.
But I did want to say this. I saw this one. By the way,
I'm going to Google it real quick and see. Like,
I think this might, that might be all the Egypt facts. So three of the 30,
weird.
You pulled immediately. You're looking it up?
I'm just looking at a photo.
I did want to say this. Regardless,
it doesn't really look similar to a checkerboard. It's kind of like a long rectangle.
Yeah. Can we get one of these? My thing. Sure. All right. You know how much I love board games. Obviously, in my collection, I want to have the first one. I don't even know what that game is.
Yeah, you can buy it on...
What's it called again?
You can buy it on Amazon.
What's it called?
You can buy Senet, S-E-N-E-T. Senet, I guess is how you say it.
You can buy and that and what
on
else?
Amazon.
You and can, Scuttlebutt.
And
we can put that in one order.
Yeah, you can get Scuttlebutt and Senet all on Amazon at the same time.
Should that
time.
Be our title? Scuttlebutt and Senet? People are like, what is that?
Senet and Scuttlebutt.
Senet and Scuttlebutt. Okay. Do you want to do one more before we close it out? Listen to all them facts.
Okay, sorry, I was looking at the game.
One more fact. Here we go. Let it be a good one.
Oh, hang on. That's like three of them.
All right. It's his mic.
The original recipe for Coca-Cola included trace amounts of cocaine. I did know that.
Yeah.
When the drink was first created in the late 19th century, it contained extracts from the cocoa leaf, which naturally contains cocaine alkaloids.
Yeah. There might be a few people listening that didn't know that. Not a great one. Let's pull one more. Yeah, yeah. People are going to learn a lot listening to this episode tonight or the morning, whenever it is you listen to it.
The world's largest mammal, the blue whale, can reach lengths of up to 100 feet or 30 meters and weigh as much as 200 tons. Its heart alone can weigh about 1,300 pounds.
Oh my God, its heart? The blue whale has such a big heart. 1,300 pounds? Can you believe that?
That's large.
What could you possibly be searching for?
Blue whale heart.
Don't type that into your phone. Why would you do that?
Oh my gosh. It's okay, big. Well,
show me the picture now.
Look.
That's a picture of the heart?
Yeah.
Let me see it. Look at that thing.
Blue whale hearts.
They don't even look real.
Maybe only twice a minute.
Twice a minute?
It's so large. Oh, look at that.
So when a whale heart beats, it goes. That's wild. That is wild. Look at that thing.
Like, look.
There's children inside of it.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a real heart or is that like make-believe? What's going on right now? What are you showing me?
It's a model.
That's a model. There's children
inside. Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 people inside of it.
That thing is crazy.
Look at that.
That's crazy. What did you Google?
Blue whale heart.
People, Google that and look around. It's insane.
It's so big.
Say that one more time. No. You want to do one more? That was good. That was a good one.
Do yourselves a favor and Google images of that.
It's one more amazing. Fact. One more cowboy hat fact. Here we go.
All right. Last cowboy hat fact of the night.
All right.
The Great Wall of China is not visible from space with the naked eye. This is a common myth, and astronauts have confirmed that it is difficult to see the wall from low Earth orbit without aid.
That one sucked. Do one more. One more.
Okay, it's kind of like
one more. I mean, it's knowledge. I like it. It's knowledge.
Oh my! The longest recorded flight of a chicken is 13 seconds.
Yeah, that's a cool fact.
I mean, that's kind of a long time for a chicken.
Could you believe?
I've spent time around chickens. That's a long time for a chicken.
That chicken
to fly.
Had to be like, I can do it. I can. I'm flying.
Look
I
at got me. It. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
And then it. Like 12 seconds later, it's down.
Broke its heart.
Yeah. I mean, like, hang on. Let's do this. On the count of three, we're going to silently count to 13. Silently. Not out loud.
Okay, hang on. It says, while chickens are not known for their flying abilities, this record was achieved during an experimental flight in 1945. So what does that mean?
How do you have an experimental flight of chickens?
I don't know. You're the one who printed this.
Yeah, but I tried not to like super read all of them. I wanted it to be spontaneous.
Well, what kind of experiment? What were they doing? I need to know more about this.
Will you Google that for the next episode?
The next episode? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Figure that out first for the next episode. Okay. So let's do this real quick. Let's do this. 13 seconds. When you hear that, it's not a long time. But chickens can't fly. So let's do this thing. I'm going to count to three, and we're going to silently count to 13 and just feel how long
that is. Are we like having a timer so it's legitimately 13 seconds? No, I'll do it.
I just want you to look at me for 13 seconds.
I have to look you in the eyes for 13? Yes. That's a long time.
13 seconds without talking, okay. And then we'll go, oh, that chicken flew, right?
That's a long time for a chicken. So
count to three. One, two, three. That's a long time that chicken flew.
That was a long time, yeah.
That chicken flew for a long time. A flightless bird?
I'm really curious.
It's a flightless bird. That's not a semi-flightless bird. That is a flightless bird.
They just flop around at most.
Yeah. That's a long time. I hope you have fun tonight.
Yeah. As always.
I love you.
I love you.
It was a good episode.
I think so.
I enjoyed it.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't care if other people don't like it. It was so much fun.
I couldn't breathe for a while. Yeah. I was laughing so hard.
Did you like the pig man story?
I did.
I saved that for like a month and a half. Next time, we got more cowboy hat facts, right? We'll do it again soon. I loved it. I loved what we just did. It was so much fun. Until next time.
I think we need to get some subtle butt fart filters.
That too.
And I feel like we need to test them out, though.
What? I'm not wearing a thong.
I'm not saying you have to wrap it around your thong.
Wait, shh. Don't say it like I got thongs. You don't have to wrap it around your thong. You said that like I walk around wearing thongs. I don't wear thongs, ladies and gentlemen.
I wasn't trying to insinuate
I wear thongs. Boxers. I don't even wear boxer briefs. We can
put a patch in at the booty part of your boxer shorts. Like, but that's okay.
But it flaps. It's not even going to be close to the hole. Do I got to shove it inside? What do you do?
Well, I mean, you have a really tiny butt.
Did you Google it?
Maybe you need to wear tighter pants.
Did you find it for that week that I'm wearing these? Did you find it on Amazon? How much do they cost?
Hang on.
There's not enough people. There's not enough people on Patreon right now for us to be dropping like tons of money on a fart filter joke. You want us to buy these
subtle butt fart filters? How much are they? For a 12 pack, it's $12.99.
We need 12 new patrons.
No, did I say 12 pack? 5 pack.
It's 5 12. Pack.
I was looking at $12.99.
I'm not wearing 5 of them. I'm just gonna wear the one.
Just do yourself a favor and go look at the Amazon.
Yeah. No. Go to patreon.com/thebobandkatieshow and become a patron for $1. Right? And if we get 12 of you guys, we'll buy these carbon fart filters.
It's $12.99. So, I mean, we need like 13. We need 14. Maybe even 15.
We need 73 people to sign up for Patreon, and we will buy the carbon fart filters. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about our experience on the podcast, but we'll have video on Patreon.
I don't know about a video.
Never mind. We'll talk about it on the podcast, but we'll talk about like some behind the scenes stuff on Patreon and maybe a video. Find your laugh.
Find your happy.
You've been listening to the Bob and Katie Show, a Crabcast Studio production. Edited and produced by my dad, Bob. Executive produced by my mom, Katie. Support the show by going to patreon.com/thebobandkatieshow. Don't forget to subscribe.
And smash that like button.